Please would you be seated? Before I begin, may I take this opportunity to thank all of you for making me so welcome at St. Peter's, and also for putting up with the mistakes. Children's homilies might be quite straightforward for me, but serving, particularly being thurifer, has not been quite so easy. As a deacon, I've often been on the receiving end of a thurible, but not very often been in charge of one. That's quite different. So thank you for your support, your encouragement, and your understanding, and not least to Father Ralph and Rev Julie, who had no idea what they were taking on when they agreed to my placement. Now to business. From Paul's letter to the Philippians. My brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. May I speak in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder how Lent's going for you. As many of you know, there's quite a lot going on God-wise in my life at the moment. So being particularly brave about new commitments has sort of passed me by. But as I read today's Bible passages, they did make me stop and think. In our first reading, Abram has just beaten a large alliance of northern rulers with his own much smaller army, and he's returned to meet the king of Sodom. With the excitement of victory behind him, Abram seems to be low and fearful. He's made new enemies who will now likely be a constant threat to his safety. He still has no land of his own, and he has no direct heir. The future looks uncertain. Meanwhile, in Philippi, the young Christian community is faced not so much with threats as with temptation, a confusion of ideas and opinions. Paul exhorts them to stick to the right path, to follow his example, not to be led astray by others, preaching an easier way. In Luke, the Pharisees come to warn Jesus to escape, as they claim, Herod wants to kill him. Whether this is the truth or a ruse to get Jesus away from a place where he seems to be winning converts is unclear, but the result is the same. Jesus is warned, he is in danger, and he's advised to move on. There is a temptation to move for safety's sake, although he knows his work here is not yet done, and that his heavenly Father bids him to stay a while longer. In all three readings, characters are tempted not to trust God's way, not to stand firm. When God's promises seem unclear, when an easier way presents itself, they are tempted to doubt him, to follow other paths, to look for other solutions. And yet, they don't. God takes Abram to look at the night sky and promises he will have as many descendants as he can see stars. His trust in this promise was, Genesis tells us, reckoned to him as righteousness. The following day, God adds a homeland to his promise. In Philippi, the Christian community are reminded that their faithfulness, their choice of God's path, leads to the citizenship of heaven, that by standing firm in the Lord, they will be brought safely to their true home. And Jesus. Well, Jesus knows only too well that he has a job to do before he finally gives up his life. Yes, he will go to Jerusalem. He will face death there, as so many have before him. But not yet. He has work to do, and all must happen in God's time, regardless of the threats or warnings of others. During Lent, we are called to bring ourselves closer to God, to read his word, to speak and listen to him in prayer, to deny ourselves the luxuries of this world in order to store up treasures in heaven. Many people give up things they enjoy, chocolate, alcohol. Others take something up, reading the Bible, finishing that religious book you started last Lent, or doing something for charity. They are all good ideas, but but they are pretty risk-free. They may seem hard, we may be tempted to give up, but there's little cost in doing so, except perhaps to our pride. And anyway, Easter's only round the corner, and we can stop worrying about it after that, at least until we set ourselves goals at the new year. But in our readings, there is a steadfastness, a permanency to what the people did. Abram needed to keep believing, to keep trusting God. He wasn't promised land and children right then and there. The Philippians faced challenges every day, not just the day they received Paul's letter. They had to keep on doing the right thing. And Jesus' ministry didn't end 3 days after the Pharisees' warning. There was still a long and painful road to be followed before the end, a road Jesus was already well aware of. They had to stand firm in the Lord. They couldn't give up. This Lent, and we're only a week in, so there's still plenty of time, how about doing something that will change the whole of your life for the better? Something in which you will need to stand firm, not just through Lent, but beyond. Why not make that Bible reading time a daily habit for the whole year, not just the next few weeks? Why not make sure you always have a religious book on the go, and it's not the same one next Lent? Why not find a religious studies course, a regular Bible study group, so that you can continue to get to know God better when Lent is long behind? Instead of giving up just a treat, why not use the money to buy food that you can donate to a food bank, remembering that there are many families in our city who won't stop needing food when Easter arrives? Want another challenge? How about mentioning your faith to a colleague at work, a friend, a neighbour, talking about the things you do in church? How about inviting them to come along, praying for them that love for God may grow in their hearts? Making God a part of your everyday life, speaking about him. Not every second, of course. There is little more off-putting than someone who talks endlessly about their favourite topic, and church is no exception. We have to pick our moments sensitively and prayerfully, but we should still pick them. Abram trusted in God's promise. The early Christians in Philippi tried hard to stay faithful to God's way, even when it was difficult. Jesus ignored the temptation to move on and completed the tasks he had been set. What can you do to bring yourself and others to know God better? What can you do to share his love with those around you, with those in need? And can you commit to changes that will not only take you through the demands of Lent, but beyond? Don't give up when you find something that can change your life or the lives of others for better, however small that change may seem. It's amazing where God can take you. Stand firm. Amen.